All right, guys. So in today's episode of Flowing with Splash, I want to talk about a concept that was introduced to me by one of my mentors that I've been thinking about a lot lately. I was even talking to my friend about it. So I thought it would be perfect to share with you guys because I think this lesson will help you a lot, right? I think in life, we have certain situations and certain circumstances that we look at. And we think that, oh, if this doesn't work out or if this happens, my life is over. Or, oh my God, like, you know, something horrible is going to happen, right? To a point where we live in a mind of scarcity and we're just attached to this outcome. This needs to happen. Otherwise, X, Y, Z. Or, oh my God, if I lose this client or if I lose this girl, if this business that I'm trying, it doesn't work out. Oh, if I'm spending all this time on it and it doesn't work out, like, you know, we have these moments because first we're attached and second we have this false reality of how life is and what life is. I just want to let you guys know that if you guys genuinely look at the worst case scenario of some of these situations, you will realize that, yo, these situations are actually not as bad as you think it may be, right? Perfect example is when I dropped out, I remember thinking, okay, first in my mind, I was like, man, like, shit, if I drop out, my parents are going to kick me out. It's going to be, you know, messed up, like all this, that, whatever. But then I objectively looked at my worst case scenario. Okay, parents kick me out. Bet. I have friends that will help me and support me through this time. Plus, I already have some money saved up for my email business. I can support myself and let it build up, and eventually I'll move out. And I'll just, you know, I'll figure things out, right? That was one scenario where I was like, okay, I looked at the worst case scenario and it wasn't that bad, right? And there's some other worst case scenarios where I'm like, okay, this client is paying us a lot of money right now. If we lose them, damn, it will suck, but it's not the end of the world, right? Because I have the skill to go ahead and get another client. My business is still running. I have some savings and I can just reduce my expenses, reduce my lifestyle, and I can just make things work. You see what I'm saying? So when you objectively look at the worst case scenario, it's not as bad as it is in our mind, because sometimes our mind just tends to focus on the worst, like the worst of the worst case scenarios, and make up things that's not even objectively true. When you objectively look at things, you're like, okay, it's really not that bad, right? It's really like not that bad. Even if I was to lose everything, let's say for me, if I was to lose everything, okay, I can go live with my parents. I will just have to live a more simpler lifestyle. And I have the skills and all the time to learn and do what I got to do. That's how I got to look at things, right? Like worst case scenario is really not that bad. So the reason I say this is because I notice this amongst entrepreneurs and even myself is sometimes we are so attached to some things that we end up freaking out because we're like, oh shit, if this happens, my life is over. Oh my God, this would be horrible for my life if this happens. But objectively, like literally objectively, you know, when you look at your worst case scenario, it's not as bad and you would be able to handle it. And that's a mindset you need to adopt. No matter what happens, I know I can handle it, right? And this is something I learned from Tate early on that really honestly changed my mindset on a lot of things was, hey, whatever happens, whatever decisions I make, I know I'm capable of solving this. I know I'm capable of working through it and working past it where I will come out on top. So that's the mindset you need to have. The worst case scenario is not really that bad, guys. Come on, it's really not that bad. I need you to stop tripping out and objectively look at, okay, whatever you're doing, the worst case scenario happens, you would be able to handle it, right? And again, this comes from a mindset of scarcity, and it also comes from a mindset of attachment to an outcome, attachment to a person. And that's never good, right? That's never good. And I just need us to see things objectively, and objectively things are way better than it seems. Okay. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode of Flowing with Splash, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye bye.